Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Arach in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asbas Rachol Shishi B'zayich Refayin Ruzivu Gagon Bikharuv Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Ein Parchasin Me'esim V'achas Kiyas V'mikdash V'lem Hesifin Arbaim Mishmaineh. There was not ever anything less than 21 trumpet blasts in the Beis Hamikdash, and not more than 48. In the last Perek of Masechas Sukkah, it details when we're going to have these blasts, when the trumpet or the shofar is going to be blown, how many times, for which scenarios. But the bottom line is that the minimum is 21, the maximum is 48, and actually, as the Rav points out, the maximum really is 75. It's just that that's such a unique situation when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and that's so rare, the Mishnah doesn't bother mentioning it. The standard maximum is 48. The Mishnah continues, Ein Parchasin Mishnei Nevalim V'lo Mesifin Al Shisha, that when Levim were playing their musical instruments, there couldn't be less than two Nevalim, a Neval, some sort of stringed instrument. Sometimes it's translated as a lyre, L-Y-R-E. Either which way, it was this instrument that they played, so they couldn't have anything less than two and not more than six. Continuing to discuss these musical instruments, Ein Parchasin Mishnei Chalilin V'lo Mesifin Al Shnei Masar, there couldn't be any less than two flutes and not more than 12. And where did this 12 come from? There's 12 days throughout the year that a flute would be played in front of the Mizbeach. The reason why it's called Maked is because in order to make the sound from the flute, the player strikes the holes, and that's what produces the beautiful sound. And when are these 12 days? B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, B'shchitas Pesach Sheni, by the Shchita of Karban Pesach Rishon, which is the rain Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni is a month later, if whoever couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. U'b'yantav Rishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach itself. U'b'yantav Shal Atzeres, on Shavuos, u'b'shmoni Minei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot, that's really 7 days of Sukkot and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. V'loy ha'yamaka ba'avu shal nechoshes el ba'avu shal kaneh, they would not play on a copper flute, rather on a reed flute. M'nei shekoyle arev, that's because it's a much sweeter, more pleasant sound. And v'loy ha'yamachlik el ba'avu yichidi, they wouldn't end off the song except with an individual flute. V'nei shumachlik yofe, that's because it's a beautiful ending. If you have two flutes ending off the song, it's not as beautiful as when you just have one flute with that last ending note. Now, once we're on the topic of playing musical instruments during the Avodah, Mishnah Dalet tells us, Va'avta kehanim hayu divra meir, Rav Meir says that the people who are playing these musical instruments could even be the Avadim, the slaves of the kehanim. And that's because Rav Meir holds, Ein malin min ha-duchen li-yuchsin u-le-maisres. Just because somebody is on the duchen, they're on this platform playing a musical instrument in the Mizbeach, that doesn't mean, number one, that they're a Levi, and that doesn't mean, number two, that they have a good yichus, that they come from a chashev family. And therefore, we don't really care who plays there. It could even be the slaves of the kehanim. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Mishpachas beis ha-begarim u-beis sefaryo u-me'amamim hayu, the people who'd play musical instruments were either families of beis ha-begarim or beis sefaryo, who were from this place called Amom, and these were very special families, Masi and Lekuhuna. The kehanim would marry into these families. That's because they were mishpachas miyuchasos. They came from pure lineage, from good yichus, and we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that we are male min ha-duchen li-yuchsen. In other words, when we see somebody on the duchen playing a musical instrument, we're going to say, wow, they must be of good yichus, and therefore only these types of people were able to play the musical instruments. But he still does agree with Rav Meir that we're not male min ha-duchen le-maisres, and therefore just because somebody's on the duchen, that doesn't mean they could eat maisre, it doesn't mean they're a Levi. However, he says Levim hayu, the only people that could play the musical instruments were Levim, because he holds the male min ha-duchen le-yuchsen u-le-maisres. Therefore, we have to make sure that whoever's playing these instruments is a Levi. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.